Good evening. And as we finish this evening and this day, thank you for joining us for Compline. Our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Let us humbly confess our sins to Almighty God. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought and word and deed by what we have done and what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole hearts. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty Father, who for the great love of your creation did give your dearly beloved Son to die for us, grant that through his cross our sins may be put away and remembered no more against us, and that, cleansed by his blood and mindful of his sufferings, we may take up our cross daily and follow him in newness of life until we come to his everlasting kingdom, through the name of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. A reading from Psalms. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty one who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly host, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all who do all his works, everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, O my soul. A reading from the book of Ephesians. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world under the ruler of the kingdom of the air and the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived that lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we, who by nature are deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved. And God has raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not of yourself, it is the gift of God, not by work, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good work, which God prepared in advance for us to do. A reading from the prophet Zephaniah. Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all your heart. The Lord has taken away the judgment against you. He has cast out your enemy. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall never again fear evil. The Lord your God is with you, a mighty warrior who saves you. He will take great delight with you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. And Jesus said, I have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Into your hands I commit my spirit, for you have redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. Keep me as the apple of your eye, hide me in the shadow of your wings. Lord have mercy.
Christ have mercy.
Lord have mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Lord, hear our prayers, and let our cry come to you. O Lord, who has pity for all our weakness, put away from us worry and every anxious fear, that having ended the labors of the day and committing our tasks, ourselves, and all we love into your keeping, we may now, that night is coming, receive from you your priceless gift of sleep, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Be our light in the darkness, O Lord, and in your great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night, for the love of your only Son, our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Be present, O merciful God, and protect us through the hours of the night, so that we who are wearied by the changes and chances of this life may rest in your eternal changelessness through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Visit this place, O Lord, and drive from us all its snares, all the snares of the enemy. Let your holy angels dwell with us to preserve us in peace. And let your blessings be upon us always through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Keep watch, dear Lord, with those who work or watch or weep this night, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend the sick, Lord Christ, give rest to the weary, bless the dying, soothe the suffering, pity the afflicted, shield the joyous, and all for your love's sake. Amen. Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace. Lord, now let your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared for all the faces of all the faces of all people, to be a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Guide us waking, O Lord, and guard us sleeping, that awake we may watch with Christ, and asleep we may rest in peace. The Almighty and merciful Lord grant us a quiet night and at last a perfect end. And the blessings of O God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon us and remain with us this night and forevermore. Amen.